What's up, all of my beauties and beasts out there? Welcome back and thank you for tuning into today's episode. I'm your girl Asha and we will be talking about securing the bag. Now, I'm not referring to securing the money bag. I want to focus today on healing because healing is the new bag. A week or so ago, I posted on this group that I'm in on Facebook, and it said, I couldn't heal because I kept pretending I wasn't hurt. Wait, let me say that again. I couldn't heal because I kept pretending I wasn't hurt. How many of you are guilty of this? Now, if you could see me right now, you would see that both of my hands are raised because I myself, I'm guilty of this. Now, when I think about healing, I think about the time, the mental and the emotional commitment it takes to fully recover. I remember a point in my life where I was myself hurting, and I remember how I felt. Like, I felt so hopeless and so down. Like, I didn't want to pray. I didn't want to even be well. Hell, I felt like my life was just falling apart. My emotions were erratic. My relationships were troubling. Like, I was flooded with so much fear and regret. And honestly, my whole future looked dim. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. This is how I felt in that moment, like, during that time. And I felt like this until I decided to do something. And what I decided to do was to stop pretending like everything was fine. I had to stop lying to myself, like stop being in denial. And once I decided to do that, I decided, you know what, I'm going to roll up my sleeves and I'm about to put in the work so that way I can secure this healing bag. You know, this meant that I had to kind of institute some changes. Now, for those of you who don't like change, this will definitely be a struggle and it will be something hard for you to do if you don't welcome change, because you have to be willing to institute changes. I had to own up on my fears and my failures. This meant that I had to really reestablish myself with others in a healthier way. Now, it did take me, you know, receiving outside help. I'm not gonna lie. I started to go to counseling and, you know, it took all of that. Like, some people, you know, they don't want to go to counseling or they don't want to do this and they don't want to do that. But sometimes it takes that. It takes just that. Now, I'm not going to sit here and act like healing and recovery is fast, because it's not. It's not going to be a fast thing, nor will it be an easy thing to do. But I must say the end results is most definitely worth it. So you have to make yourself a priority. Like, you have to, because it's time for you to focus on properly healing and being happy again. In order to do that, you have to start by loving yourself first and making sure that you are healing and that you're healed from any hurt, any past pain. Because let's be honest, we all have been hurt. Like, let's be real. Who hasn't experienced some kind of emotional pain? But it's what you do with that hurt that's more important than the hurt itself, in my eyes. Because when you hold on to hurt, all you're doing is reliving that pain over and over and over in your mind. The only way to accept new joy and happiness in your life is to make space for it. And there's no way that you can be open to anything new if your heart is filled up with pain and hurt. Like, there's no way. So I just wanted to touch on a few things that will help with the process of healing and securing that bag. First things first, you want to make the decision to let it go. And note what I said, make the decision, because it is a choice. Make the decision to let go of that pain. Things don't disappear on its own. You need to make the commitment to let it go. If you don't make that choice, you can end up self-sabotaging any efforts to move on from this past hurt. So you want to make sure that you are making that decision to let it go. Second, you want to express your pain and your responsibility. You want to make sure that you express the pain the hurt made you feel, whether it's directly to the other person or just by getting it out of your system, whether that's venting to a friend, or if you're like me, I like to write, so I write it down. So if you like writing in a journal, that's another option. Or write in the letter, even if you never send it, you can just write a letter to that person or to yourself. And just by doing that, not only does it release, like you get a release from that, from just letting it out of your system, but it also will help you to understand what specifically your hurt is about. Because you want to pinpoint on that. I want to pinpoint on that because you want to understand, you know, that hurt. Now, while you may not have had the same responsibility for the hurt that you experienced, there may have been a small part of that hurt that you are responsible for. So you want to kind of dissect that and look into that, so that way you can ask yourself, what could I have done differently? And you're able to answer that question and move forward. Stop being the victim. A lot of people, they love playing the victim, love blaming others. Let's be real, playing the victim, it feels better. It feels better to play the victim, but get over yourself, seriously. Number three, and this is going to be my last point, focus on the present, the here and now. You can't do the past. All you can do is make today better. So focus on your here and now. When you're focused on the here and now, you have less time to think about the past. Now, when a past memory creep into your consciousness, as they are bound to do from time to time, let's be real, acknowledge them for a moment, and then bring yourself back into the present moment. You don't want to dwell on that moment. You acknowledge it and you move forward. You can do this by just simply saying, okay, I'm all right. That was the past. I'm here now. You know, it's just simple as that. Nobody's life should be defined by their pain. Like, nobody's life. It's not healthy. It adds to your stress. It can really hurt your ability to focus, study, and even work. So every day that you choose to hold on to that pain is another day that everybody around you have to live with your decision. So do everybody and yourself a big favor. Let go of the pain. Do something different today and welcome happiness back into your life. You want to secure your healing bag. And I'm going to end with just two more points. I want to say that you need to learn to make peace with your past, so that way it doesn't haunt your present and it doesn't mess up your future. And I'm just going to end by saying that be all about protecting your peace and quieting your mind and healing from that hurt just as much as you are about getting your money.